This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This being a federal holiday and all, hopefully most of you are not working. But since it's Labor Day, we thought it would be a good time to check in on how much most American workers are getting paid for their labor these days. The answer? Not a whole lot more than they were three decades ago, relatively speaking. That's according to a new study of census data from the Economic Policy Institute. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has more.
When Jamad Reed started his job as a cashier at a Walmart near Cincinnati,
I was making $8.15 an hour.
That was 2 years ago. But since then, he told me he's gotten a couple raises. Congratulations.
Thanks, I guess.
If you detect a slight lack of enthusiasm there, that's because those raises have been pretty small. They've kept up with inflation, but just barely. As of March of this year, Reed started making $9.05 an hour.
I'm stuck. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm stuck in the same spot.
Stuck is a pretty good word to describe wages for most American workers over the last few decades, not just in the case of lower wage workers like Reed, but along much of the income spectrum, except the 1%, of course. Elise Gould is with the Economic Policy Institute.
If we look at wages at the very top of the wage distribution, those with the most education and the highest wages, and the median worker as well.
On average, Gould says wages for all these workers have seen little to no growth since the late 1970s, if you adjust for inflation. That's not to say individual workers haven't seen gains, but
as productivity has continued to rise, workers' wages, typical workers' wages, simply have not.
A half century ago, in the first few decades after World War II, back then, as the nation's productivity grew, so did wages. So what happened?
This is like one of the questions that people are arguing about right now.
Linda Barrington runs the Institute of Compensation Studies at Cornell University.
Is this about the loss of bargaining power and workers aren't able to regain these productivity gains, perhaps in the way they could when labor unions were stronger?
Or, Barrington wonders, have shareholder returns just become more important to business strategy?
As opposed to sharing the returns and the gains to all of the employee base.
Whatever the reasons, Barrington says stagnating wages don't just affect individual wallets. Because, don't forget,
every worker is also a consumer.
And consumers are what drive the modern American economy. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.